Eisenhorn, Malleus, by Dan Abnett, read by Toby Longworth. By order of His Most Holy Majesty, the God Emperor of Terra. Sequestered inquisitorial dossiers, authorized persons only. Case file 442-41F-JL3-KBU. Please enter your authority code. Validating. Thank you, Inquisitor. You may proceed. Classification: Primary Level Intelligence. Clearance: Obsidian. Encryption: Cryptox version 2.6. Date: 337.M41. Author: Inquisitor Yavis Thysa, Ordo Xenos. Subject: A matter for your urgent consideration. Recipient: Lord Inquisitor Phlebas Alessandro Rorcan. Inquisition High Council Officio, Scarus Sector, Scarus Major. Salutations, Lord. In the name of the God Emperor, hallowed be his eternal vigil, and by the High Lords of Terra, I commend myself, Your Highness, and hope I may speak plainly, in confidence, of a delicate matter. To begin generally, my work on Vogel Passionata is now complete, and my noble duty to the great Inquisition of mankind discharged successfully. My full documented report will follow in a few days, once my savants have finished compiling it, and I trust that Your Highness will find it satisfactory reading. To summarize, for the purpose of this brief missive, I am proud to declare that the malign influence of the so-called weird kin has been expunged from the hive cities of Vogel Passionata, and the inner circle of that obscene xenophile order broken forever and put to cleansing flame. Their self-proclaimed messiah, Gaethan Richter, is himself dead by my hand. A matter, however, has arisen from this. I am troubled by it, and unsure as to the best course of action. For this reason, I am writing to you, Highness, in the hope of receiving guidance. Richter did not go without a fight, as you might expect. In the final bloody throes of the battle, as my combined forces stormed his fastness beneath the main hive, he called forth to oppose us a being of dreadful power. It slaughtered 19 of the Imperial Guardsmen assigned to my purge team, as well as Inquisitor Blucas, Interrogators Faruline and Seatmol, and Captain Ellen Ossel, my pilot. It would have slain me too, but for the strangest mischance. The being was an unholy thing, made like a man, but gleaming with an inner light. Its voice was soft, its touch was fire. I believe it was a demon host of unfathomable power, with the most vile propensity for spite and cruelty. My report will recount in detail the particular abominations this being subjected Seatmol and Ossel to before it destroyed them. I will spare you those dreadful facts here. Having disposed of Blucas, it cornered me on an upper landing in the fastness as I was penetrating the inner sanctum of the weirdkin messiah. My weapons did no harm to it, and it laughed gleefully as it threw me backwards down the length of the staircase with a casual flick of its wrist. Dazed, I looked up as it descended towards me, unable to conceive of a defence against it. I believe I may have clawed around to find my fallen weapon. That gesture caused it to speak. I report the words exactly. It said, "Don't worry now, Gregor. You are far too valuable to waste. Indulge me. Just a little scar to make it look authentic." Its talons tore across my chest and throat and ripped away my rebreather mask. The wounds will heal, they tell me, but they were deep and excruciating. The being then paused, as it saw my face properly for the first time, free from the mask set. Dreadful dark anger flared in its eyes. It said, "Forgive me, Highness, but this is the fact of it." It said, "You are not Eisenhorn. I have been tricked." I believe that it would have killed me there and then, but for the frontal assault of the Adeptus Astartes Aurora chapter, which tore into the hall at that precise moment. In the mayhem the being fled, though I cannot even now say how. Whatever the terrifying strength of the Adeptus Astartes, this thing was 100-fold more powerful. Later, on his knees, with my weapon to his head, seconds before his execution, Gaethan Richter begged for Cherubael to return. He wailed he could not understand why Cherubael had abandoned him. I believe he was speaking of the demon host. I trust your highness can see my trouble. Mistaking me for another of our kind, and an unimpeachably worthy example, I might add, this thing spared my life. It seemed to me, indeed, that it did so with pre-arranged connivance. Inquisitor Gregor Eisenhorn is highly regarded, numerously honoured and justly praised, as an example of all that is good, strong, and dogmatic about our brotherhood. However, since this circumstance, I have begun to wonder, to fear that... I feel I cannot say what I wonder or fear. But I thought you should know of this, and know it soon. It is my belief that the Ordo Malleus should be informed, if only as a precaution. I hope and pray this matter will be found empty of truth and consequence, but as you taught me, sir, it is always better to be sure. Sealed, as my true word, by this my hand, this 276th day of the year 337.M41. The Emperor protects your servant, Thysa. Message ends.